You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we focus on body confidence, LOA style. And before we go into what one of our wonderful listeners sent us, Sharon, what are you up to this week?
All right. Well, I'm up to helping people find their best life. If, you know, oh. I think, I've been, you know, I do this coaching for years already now, and I'm loving it. And, you know, I just wanted to tell everybody out there that Stephanie and I offer actually a sample, short, let's say, little sample of what coaching is. We're offering it for free for anybody of you that want to see, that are interested in just getting to your next level in life. Sometimes it's not really about a problem per se, but it's just wanting to get to reach an endeavor or a goal or something that you just want to get to, and we offer that. And if anyone's interested, Stephanie is going to say her information, and mine is SharonShrieky@gmail.com. That's SharonShrieky. And we are definitely welcoming letters for anybody who would like to write in and with a little issue or something that they're going through. We'll bring it up. And of course, Stephanie and I offering coaching around that for anybody who does send a letter. Again, my email is SharonShrieky@gmail.com, SharonShrieky@gmail.com. How about you, Steph?
Well, I like the way you posed everything, because I see our complimentary body confidence coaching sessions is really like an appetizer. You can tell I'm into food today. So it's an appetizer for anyone who's interested, and also you could either email Sharon or email me at bodyawe.com. Go to the contact link. And again, I use a lot of my body knowledge system repertoire within my coaching. And I also enjoy having people, especially women who want to bring out their entrepreneurial skills out into the world, and they might be holding themselves back because of body confidence, body image issues. And that's what we talk about on our podcast every week. So Sharon, I'm going to tell you about one of the gals who emailed us the other day. She says, I find that I'm much more comfortable working than I am engaging with personal matters. But I feel that ultimately I'll be a better entrepreneur if I learn to engage with my personal life, whether it's hobbies or emotions or relationships. So what I heard from this is she's asking, how can pursuing body confidence help me with bringing together her personal and her business, like business-like endeavors? So what came up for you when I just read that?
So I was thinking that, you know, I think that we what's good about this, you know, this letter is that she's identified where she's comfortable with. And I think that's the first step in getting knowing You know, a lot of times we just go through life and we're numb and we're not really thinking about what's happening, you know, right here. And she's identified it, you know, quite clearly. Like, she's more comfortable with, you know, personal, you know, working. It's less, when it gets personal for her, she gets uncomfortable. And I guess there's more at risk in our personal lives than in our business life, you know, where it's sometimes it's harder to, you know, to make decisions when it's our personal life than our business. I know, you know what I'm saying? I guess different personalities. Well, what do you think? What were your thoughts?
Well, Sharon, what came up for me is because I come from an actor dancer background, where we were told in acting school, if you are going to be the best actor in the world, we're talking Robert De Niro, okay? I hope everybody's old enough to know who he is. But if you are to be the best actor, you have to live life. You have to have the experiences. Or how can you bring to the stage what that character is going through if you haven't lived it yourself? So they always told us the first year of acting class was, go on the subway, go be with your relatives, just go and live life so that you can bring it into your experience. So that's how I would coach around this woman, around engaging with her personal life, because the personal life is the juice,
right?
And so then she can bring it to her business, because business is just not business. It's with your employees, it's with your vendors, it's with, you know, like you do relationship coaching, it's with your relationships.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
You know what? There's definitely, so here's what I was thinking is, there's more at risk, you know?
Tell me more. I'm getting a little confused. Help me clear up my confusion. What is at risk with your personal or your business or both?
I feel the risk is more in the personal. And I guess it's different.
Really?
For her, yeah, well, you know, when you finish a day of work, you come home, you want to have, you know, we have this idea of what we want. We want a relaxed life. We want to feel, you know, maybe we want to have fun. We have all these ideas of downtime, you know, and who we spend our downtime with, you know. I think that there's a lot of pressure to have that custom made, to not have issues at home, and, you know, and to have everything just right when we're...
Oh, you know, Sharon, to interrupt you here, to pause you, I mean, you have an entrepreneurial business, your coaching business, and you have a full family life. So I'm still trying to grasp what you're trying to say about the risk.
What affects me more? Okay, so what would affect me more? Something that was going on at home that I had to deal with, an issue or something, or something that was going on in coaching? When I am in a coaching session, I am with that coach, I am with that client.
Client, and that's period.
Right, we are with them, and they have our hearts at that moment for that time, and we're available to them if they have any kind of thing in between. But our private life is such that it holds so much more weight, because we have to come home. I know when I'm working that I'm working, and there's a certain understanding in my head. But when it's a personal thing, it has the power to hurt. It has the power to weigh on me. It's because it's real, you know, it's real life. Let's say it's one of my kids, or if it's my husband.
Yeah,
or,
but to me, my business is real life. My business is totally like my personal life. I take it that seriously.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. I'll tell you what.
That's only because I've been brought up that way. I mean, I learned that at a very young age. Everything is equal.
So I
learned that. So it comes second nature to me. So what's going on in my business, is just as important as what's going on with my husband.
I see. So I was brought up a little bit different. That
okay, here we go.
that was like, you know, that's, you know, we have to hold up the ship, you know, where women of you know, this kind of in the world that I come from, is that the women have to, you know, they're the emotional backbone. They mm-hmm. hold up the ship, make sure everything runs right in the house and in with the kids and with the, you know. And so, yeah, so when there is a coaching, when there's a coaching client, they have me for that time. And so I have to split my, not really split myself, because, well, you know,
we call this in coaching boundaries. Okay. Right. Just like now we're doing our podcast, right? And you've told your lovely family.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Don't bother me.
Don't bother me. I did that with my husband 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Don't. And I must have had to repeat that like 10 times.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So we did it, right? We're together here. There's silence. Thank God. But we never know. But so again, explain to me. Okay. Can I just read what you wrote again? Sharon, okay. I find that I'm much more comfortable working than I am engaging with personal matters. And what I'm hearing you say, coach to coach, is you're putting your personal matters more on a pedestal.
Maybe that's not the right term. I actually identify with what she said.
Oh, really?
In a way, it is more comfortable to just to work than to have to. You know, like, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, but when you're with your family, you make boundaries. I mean, to me, that's a whole other business that you're doing.
It's a whole other business.
It's a family business. And you're coaching business. I think you have the same boundaries for both.
I think, you know what? I think so. And you know what I'm just thinking now? Huh? Lately, remember, you know, I've been telling you that I've been volunteering at the school. I volunteer at my local school. They give out lunches now that the school. So I've been doing that, and I've been feeling, it's been feeling so good to go out of my home and do something different. And so I can understand, Stephanie, I can understand this, the person that wrote the letter into us saying that she feels more comfortable sometimes working than dealing with her personal matters. Because sometimes when you're working, you feel successful because you know what you're doing, you know what's going to come.
You know what you're doing in your personal life as well.
But maybe it's like, when you're dealing with other people, you're dealing with emotions. It's not as...
Well, other people could be your children or your husband.
But you can't... There's a certain level of... there's less control over that, you know? It's different
than,
you know...
Can you give me an example? Because I really want to follow you on this.
Okay. So when it comes to... dealing with, let's say, children and a husband that has different opinions than you or different, and let's say, you know, personal things, friends and situations with friends and, you know, people, we're constantly dealing with different opinions, different ideas. We're adjusting ourselves. Sometimes it's comfortable. Sometimes it's not comfortable. We get emotional. And so that's, you know, there's so much weighing on a friend, on our friendship or on our relationships with our husbands or with our children. There's so much, you know, it's so important to us that it is heavy on us. And with let's say going to work, if someone has to stock shelves on a store or do something, you know, do paperwork that they always have to do, they know they have their work, they do it, and it's done. You know, it's not as emotional. It's not as emotionally draining. They do what they have to do, and then they go home.
Well, excuse me, I was emotional with my computer earlier. And yeah, that had to do with work. But so I'm going to beg to disagree with you, because I believe with any entrepreneur, entrepreneurial business, sacrifices and risks we make with that is the same risks that we make with our family life. Mm-hmm. So I see it as the same. There's different varying dimensions to it, risks to it, but it all comes down to relationships. In my business, I have relationships. In my family life, I have relationships. So it all comes down to relationships.
Yes, yes. But so here's the thing. It's different what we do, because we're like, we're coaches, and coaches is more of a personal relationship. It does feel somewhat like a family.
You know, I would disagree with you on that too. It doesn't matter what profession that I work with my clients. I don't care if they work with a corporation or they're an entrepreneur.
Oh no. I mean,
what are you saying?
You're working with people. And when we work as coaches,
yeah, but when you work in a business, you're working with people.
But it's more like, okay, when you're working not with people, let's say you're working in a store or you're working in a wholesale or whatever.
But you're still working with people.
Yeah,
people,
but the
coming customers, your boss is a person.
Yes, there are always going to be relationships like that. But what I'm saying is that the risk is more of the risk is money, right? If you don't succeed in your business, your loss is money. And if we don't succeed in our personal relationships, the risk is more than money. And that's why I can see this the person that wrote this letter is saying it's easier for her to work than deal with her personal relationships.
So what question would you ask her to get her on more of relationship with her personal life?
So I was actually, my train of thought was going to be how we could use, how could we use the body confidence piece in this? But, you know, how can pursuing body confidence help me do this? So I really wanted to address that. Because I know that confidence.
And before we go that route, keep that in your back pocket. Tell people how they can contact you.
Okay, well, you could contact me at my email, sharonshriqui@gmail.com. That's Sharon Shriqui at gmail.com. sharonshriqui. And I'd love to hear from you guys. And how about you, Steph?
Bodyawe, bodyawe.com, or my toll free number, 866-76-COACH. COACH. Both Sharon and myself give you an uplifting body confidence coaching experience on whatever is challenging you, or like Sharon said in the beginning of the call, where you want to do a stepping stone going from A, B, C, and you just want to clear it in your head how to do that. So with that said, so Sharon, you brought up,
doing body confidence help me do this?
Help me do this. Help me.
Help me.
Help me do, when she says do this, it means how do I get my personal life and my business life being more in balance? I hate to use the word balance because I don't think there's such a thing. But
Harmony.
Good. Harmony. Oh, you saved the day.
Yeah, Harmony is a good one.
Okay. Oh, thank God she saved the day. You know, when I'm in the clouds. All right.
So how can getting body confidence help her in this?
Well, again, it's it's understanding her body's intelligence, where she understands what makes her feel good in her personal life, what makes her feel good in her business life. Bottom line, go with your heart,
right,
and your body. What and makes you feel good?
Yes,
if
I agree.
It doesn't. Goodbye.
Right. And you know what else? I was just thinking about what you said when we started the podcast. It's also about being present. Remember how you said in your school, it taught you to just go out and just go shopping, do things. You know, it's also learning to be present in the moment and enjoying things as they.
Well, that's easy to say. How do you do that, Sharon? I mean, that forever.
What she said was that while she's at work, she's saying, she's feeling comfortable. She doesn't want to leave. She wants to just stay there because it just feels so much safer than going home or, you know, taking care of personal things. And so I say we need to view life as an adventure. We need to view life as and when we see
okay, so my client says to me, I'm scared.
Right. So it's feel the, you know, there's a book that says feel the fear and do it anyway. So when we feel.
Oh, yeah, you could talk about it, but like, how do you use your body to help you feel the fear?
So
how do you do it?
I remember there was a couple of podcasts ago that we spoke about power posing, you know, creating confidence by actually putting it, you know.
Yeah, so like right now, okay, if I'm fearful of something, I'm going to put my shoulders back, I'm going to put my arms out, I'm going to feel the earth underneath my feet. I know it sounds like woo-woo, but it's true. Use your body to take those risks. Use your body. It's just so easy. Like, I just put my shoulders back. I put my arms out. My cat's looking at me like I'm crazy. But, you know.
Yeah, and I
get over it.
Yeah, you know, it is sometimes, it's like you say, like we need to take a different perspective. We need to, let's say, walk
but
outside.
Use your body.
Go outside, drink a glass of water, sort of go to the next
segment. Those are all body things. Like you said, nourish yourself with water. I took out the dishes from the dishwasher this morning to get myself back on track, literally.
It's creating a new segment, I think, a new segment. Okay, so now I'm working. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to drink a glass of water, and I'm going to allow myself to face whatever issues, whatever fears.
But you don't really have to face it because you're already there.
Right. Yeah.
But you did that preparation.
You're preparing yourself and your body, and you're, you know, sort of entering a new segment. I was at work, and now I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I drank. My body is strong. I can handle this. I can do this. And so, you know, I think that what happens also is that we imagine the worst. I don't know about you.
I know, but that's when you're too much in the head. But just to close this up here, wrap it up. I mean, I really want you to say again, what would you do with your body to prepare yourself for anything?
I say what I do is I take I take deep breaths. I definitely drink a glass of water because a lot of times that there's like a brain fog that happens when we're a little on the dehydrated side. And so by drinking water, you refresh your brain. Mm-hmm. You're actually doing something for your brain. And a lot of times we just imagine the worst because it's like almost a habit. We're in that habit of worrying about certain things in our lives. And so.
Okay. So what specifically do you do with your body besides drinking water?
Besides drinking water, taking deep breaths, bringing oxygen to my brain, and pushing my shoulders back, strengthening my body, knowing that I am okay. I'm okay. Here I am. I'm okay. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I could feel fear. I could feel, maybe a little warning sign inside of me, and do it anyway, because I'm here to experience life. I'm here to experience life. That's why I am here. And so
give me one sentence that you're going to wrap up our call today.
One sentence is, feel the fear and do it anyway.
And I say, when my husband is giving me the fear, I move to a different room. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's also about space. Okay. If there's that energy around you that's not helping you, move to a different space.
Yes, that's wise. You know what my mom used to say? What? Bear the discomfort and comfort will come. And sometimes, sometimes we have to just know that certain things are uncomfortable, but comfort comes. And I think that we become better and better at things when we brave it, and we feel, we do something that might be a little scary at first, and then we say, wow, proud of ourselves. I can't believe I did that. And then it becomes easier the next time.
So with that said, Sharon, our time is up.
Okay.
I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can't wait.
And I will move away from my computer when she's not being nice to me. That's all.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.